Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words on the revelation that the National Security Agency is monitoring pretty much everything we say all the time. And to be perfectly honest, anybody who didn't already suspect this kind of snooping was going on is not to be trusted with knives in the kitchen without the protection of a fencing mask. Privacy is so 20th century. Unfortunately, while testifying in front of Congress, the NSA insisted that no, they aren't collecting data on Americans, when what they really meant to say is yes, they are collecting data on Americans. Confused by the question is all. Spokesman James Clapper claims he gave the least untruthful answer possible. Just a twist of fate that the least untruthful answer is identical to a bald-faced lie. Then again, even Congress knows that getting a straight answer from these guys is harder than bending a wire coat hanger into a number representing pi to the sixth digit with your teeth. See, the problem is nobody knows who the enemy is anymore. For all our government knows, it could be you or me. Mostly you. Narrowing suspicion is too time-consuming. Much easier to wiretap the entire nation than trying to pick out one or two of us. And what's more democratic than spying on everybody? The process is called data mining, and we, the soft quarry, are producing up to a billion records a day, which is real similar to pulverizing Everest, then sifting through the rubble for the blue pebble. They say we have no reason to worry because even though they're monitoring everything, nobody's actually listening to it. They just like to collect stuff. So this whole thing is just an extra-long government-subsidized episode of Hoarders. Besides, the Constitution only safeguards us from unreasonable searches. Considering today's technology, that only protects the dead. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.